Hi, this is Tony for Niekerk Cover Magazine. I am lucky enough to speak to Renika Tyson, Product Manager at Glacier by Sanlam again. Renika, thank you very much for talking to me.
Great, thank you, Tony.
Renika, we in our last interview, we spoke a little bit around specifically your retirement income planning tool. And I thought that it would be nice to just get your views on retirement at the moment, the landscape, because people are in quite a bit of pressure to make ends meet with regards to drawing on the retirement planning, savings, etc. So I think to start off with, maybe you could tell us what are the key changes that Glacier is seeing in the retirement landscape.
Absolutely, Tony. I think you hit it sort of spot on that there are a lot of changes happening, and I think we all agree that one of the key changes we're seeing is the legislation on default regulations coming into effect this year. So definitely one of the more significant changes that we've seen in many years. But I mean, ultimately this stems from Treasury also having those same concerns about clients sort of not being in a position to have a sustained income in retirement and trying to address some of those. And we know it's actually poor savings behavior that has led to this. So we know sort of the key reasons are that clients are not starting early enough to save for retirement, that they're not saving enough for retirement, that when they change jobs, they're often not preserving or even not investing appropriately. And these are not, I think, new issues or new concerns that we have. Yeah. But I think the additional challenge that we're seeing on top of this is a big change in longevity. And that the planning period that intermediaries and clients now have to provide for is so much longer, so putting additional pressure, I think, on top of the challenges that we're already experiencing. So definitely, I think the change we're seeing is an increased need for more certainty, I think for more guarantees to ultimately support a sustainable income throughout this long retirement that we're now moving into.
Yes. I mean, the longer your period that you're looking at when you're saving as well as when you're drawing is obviously creates more uncertainty and more volatility over the period of time. So I think that brings us to my next question. How is this changing the role of financial intermediaries, and what impact does that have on them in terms of their responsibilities?
I think, Tony, I think the role of intermediaries are increasingly becoming tough, because I think clients ultimately just want it all. They want a high income. They still want their capital to be sort of available. And I think the key challenge for intermediaries or that they need to focus on is to get to that core of what their clients need in terms of income. So what is that income? What is that growth in income that they need to sort of keep up with their increasing expenses during retirement? And then secondly, start thinking about providing for beneficiaries or potentially the luxury of having a capital legacy to leave to clients. So at Glacier, I think the what we're promoting is that there isn't a single product, I think, that meets all of the needs that clients have. And so for intermediaries, I think the challenge is to start looking, or the opportunity is to start looking at using a combination of retirement products to sort of build that suitable solution for each of their clients. And at Glacier, I think we are fortunate enough that we have a wide set of solutions sort of within our stable. So the living annuity, the life annuity, there's sort of a hybrid investment linked lifetime income that sort of almost plays on both ends of those benefits. So definitely, I think a different thinking for intermediaries.
Yes, definitely. And I mean, it also provides opportunities, because that means that over a longer period of time, more follow-up meetings, more reasons to see, et cetera.
Absolutely. I think, another thing to I think, latch onto that is that I think that the change is also that sort of retirement isn't almost a once-off thing and a once-off discussion. And I think where there is flexibility for some of these products to, within retirement, to move into alternative solutions or move a portion of that into alternative solutions to improve the ultimate client outcome, I think there'll definitely be a lot more development and flexibility to encourage that and to improve client outcomes because of that continuous planning and thinking and problem solving.
Yeah. I mean, on the one side, as you now spoke, Glacier's responsibility is to provide effective products, which we're doing. But in general, what is Glacier doing to assist intermediaries with regards to everything that we've spoken about now in terms of the pressure on intermediaries?
Absolutely. So, Tony, I think we are definitely trying to to equip intermediaries to handle these new challenges. And I think the retirement income planning tool that we have launched recently is something that will assist in that regard. So ultimately, the tool is there to help intermediaries to find that suitable solution. So considering this full product set we spoke about, and ultimately to simplify the planning process for them. So to have all of the sort of solutions and the numbers and the considerations in a single place and being able to easily combine and optimize that to get the best outcome for their clients. And then secondly, also to make it easy for them to take this conversation or this proposal to a client. So assisting them with a sort of output document from that plan that they can bounce off their clients and have that discussion with their clients to I think find that solution to ultimately meet their needs. So very excited about, I think, the value this can bring to the planning process, as well as ultimately the outcome that intermediaries can provide for their clients.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's almost from our conversations that we've had so far, seems to be the pressures on intermediaries to provide, first of all, to their clients the correct advice ongoing, et cetera, but also to make sure that they themselves are being given advice and updated as to what's how they should be managing their clients and their responsibilities over this time, which obviously means that the provider becomes an incredibly valuable hub for intermediaries and clients.
Yeah, so it's not only about providing it to them, but also about making it simple for them to actually use these solutions to the best benefit for their clients.
Renika, thank you so much for your time and, as always, for your insights. I look forward to catching up with you again very soon.
Excellent. Thank you for chatting, Tony.